From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Jakarta is still tense a day after a terrorist attack. Jakarta mobilized its entire police force Friday to guard the capital a day after the first Islamic State attack in the world's most populous Muslim nation. Two civilians and five of the assailants died in the assault. About two dozen other people were seriously wounded, including several Europeans. Officers carrying automatic weapons slung on their shoulders could be seen patrolling inside the upscale Plaza Indonesia shopping center. VOA's Steve Herman is in Jakarta.
While Indonesia's capital is under a much heavier security presence, the nation's president is seeking to portray that everything has already gotten back to normal in his country.
Dan saya melihat semuanya kembali normal. Kembali normal.
There's no problem. That's the important thing. It all appears to have returned to normal. The shops, the food stalls, and the shopkeepers.
But for the relatives of the dead and hospitalized, things are not back to normal.
I don't know why it happened to him, why he was the one. We heard from friends on WhatsApp that he was injured and had been left on the street.
Her husband is fortunate to be alive. Amateur video shows the perpetrators walking towards wounded people on the ground to shoot them. Steve Herman, VOA News, Jakarta.
Witnesses in Somalia's ghetto region say al-Shabaab militants attacked an African Union military base Friday near the town of El Ade, about 60 kilometers south of the regional capital of Barahari. What was believed to have been a suicide bombing was followed by a firefight with Kenyan troops stationed at the base. Witnesses tell VOA the attackers rammed at least four cars filled with explosives. This is VOA News.